brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, January 14, 2026. The court has okayed the sale of a Beverly church, and a Lynn business is helping those in need. Partly cloudy, breezy, near 50, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 8:29 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, the state's Supreme Judicial Court has approved the deed transfer of the Second Congregational Church of Beverly's 35 Conant Street property to the social services nonprofit LifeBridge. The decision came on January 2 and makes way for LifeBridge to open a day resource center for clients experiencing homelessness at the building once the deed transfer process is finalized. The property shall be used in perpetuity to support homeless and other vulnerable persons and other charitable, educational, and religious purposes, according to the decision. As part of the deal, the church's chapel will be maintained as a worship space for current congregation members. Scouts, AA meetings, and other community groups will continue to be allowed to meet there. The move is a part of the church's efforts to dissolve, as its active membership has dwindled to just a few dozen people, 313 years of worship at that site. Paul Halloran writes on itemlive.com, in Lynn, when the government shutdown threatens Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, that is SNAP, benefits in November, Peter Makitas knew it was time to act. He reached out to the Phoenix Food Hub, and rather than asking what he and his family, who own Ready Packs, could do, Makitas said what they would do. The Makitas family provided 100 shelf-stable meal kits, each containing 5 days' worth of meals. He also delivered 100 ready-to-eat meals weekly throughout the month. Combined, it amounted to a $20,000 food donation at a time when it was desperately needed. The meal kits included 5 breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, hot and cold beverages, and snacks. Phoenix, an award-winning initiative that was the first of its kind in the state, spread out the donation among various agencies, ensuring the meal kits got to those who needed them the most. More news after this break.
Hey there. It's Don Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on msonewsports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student-athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, in an effort to foster downtown business and make Main Street more vibrant, some Gloucester merchants are proposing a Business Improvement District, or BID. But other business owners are not on board with the proposal. The district would be created by petition from property owners. The proposed zone would encompass Main Street businesses from Flanagan Square to Tally's Corner, as well as Rogers Street and parcels on Middle Street, Church Street, Dale Avenue, Federal Street, and Elm Street. According to the plan, certain property owners would be assessed a fee to be directed to a pool of money that would be used as a funding mechanism for the BID. And Caitlin D. reports in the Newburyport Daily News, in Salisbury, local nonprofit Our Neighbor's Table recently announced that former Newburyport educator Pat Levitt will serve as the new chairman of its board of directors. Levitt joined the board in early 2023, shortly after retiring from Newburyport Public Schools, following 29 years of teaching. Levitt said she decided to join the board 3 years ago as a way to honor her late son, who gave back by volunteering for organizations such as Community Service of Newburyport and the New Hampshire Food Bank. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell in boys basketball last night, Swampscott topped Marblehead 69-55 to remain unbeaten at 9-0. The Big Blue were led by Teddy O'Neill's 24 points, Finn Baron had 14 for the Magicians. In other games, it was Beverly 77, Gloucester 49, Jacob Klass with 31 points for the Panthers. Salem down Danvers 76-46. Elian Rodriguez paced the Witches with 22 points. Masconomet moved to 6-1. With a 68-35 win over Saugus, Thomas Denton led the winners with 17 points and 15 rebounds. It was Winthrop 63, Peabody 59 in overtime. Malden Catholic topped St. John's Prep 67-62. In the Cape Ann League, Ipswich in three overtimes beat Hamilton Wenham 78-70. Rex Satter led the Tigers with 24 points. In girls basketball, Gloucester edged Beverly 61-58. Led by 14 points and 10 rebounds from Olivia Madruga. Gloucester now has won three straight games after opening the season at 0-6. Tuesday's winners were Danvers, Masconomet, Peabody, and Bishop Fenwick, as the Crusaders are now at 8-0. Manchester Essex football coach Josiah Grimes is stepping down after five seasons leading the Hornets. He compiled a 34-21 record in each season, his team qualified for the state tournament. In the pros, the Bruins shut out the Red Wings 3-0 last night. They'll be hosting Seattle tomorrow night. And the Celtics were off last night. Tomorrow night, they'll be playing in Miami. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.